Temperature stands at a chilly 13 degrees, and time now for our community corner here on KKWC. It's my pleasure talking with Breanne Lesher, who is the new Webster City Park and Recreation Director, and you've been around the last few years, but last month you officially became the new director. And Breanne, good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat.
Hard to believe it's been a month already. You've been assuming after Larry Flaws as a Park and Recreation Director.
Yep, that's correct.
Mm-hmm. How's the job so far?
It's going great. Staying busy, just planning for this spring and summer's events and different activities that we have going on.
And that's why I have you on here this morning to talk about what's coming up in spring and summer. I know they're talking maybe some snow and freezing rain tomorrow, but we got to think positive, Breanne, don't we?
Yep, that's right.
Yep. Well, first off, let's talk about one of the projects the city of Webster City is looking at, and that is a splash pad.
That's correct.
And we talked about that the other day at the Park and Recreation Commission. So fill us in on what the splash pad project is all about.
Yep. So currently the city is possibly going to be putting in a splash pad. Last Friday, we actually met with an engineering firm to take site evaluations at a few different parks for the site location. But right now what we're doing is just the preliminary stages of planning. The city is applying for numerous grants to help fund the cost of the splash pad, but we're just moving along with the process of the installation, the planning, the design, and everything like that. So possibly have everything installed by this fall if everything stays on the same timeline and funding and everything like that work out correctly, with possible beginning operations of next year.
You might want to fill us in on what exactly a splash pad is all about for those who are not too familiar with it, Breanne.
Yep, so a splash pad is a zero-depth aquatic attraction. What it is it will have different types of water heads, water features. It could be a dumping bucket or it could be a spout coming out of the ground. So different features that would spray and dump water in different ways. It would be on a concrete pad, so it will be completely ADA accessible. It would be free of charge, so there would be no cost to the splash pad to utilize it. And I'm just thinking what else is interesting about it. But we're looking at four different park possibilities. We're thinking East Twin Park, but it all is going to come down to the site evaluation from the engineering company. Mm-hmm. But we have East Twin Park, Wareheim Park, West Twin Park, and Nokomis Park as the four possibilities because they have the largest green space areas that we could possibly utilize. But like I said, that nothing has been decided yet. We're gearing more towards East Twin Park to finishing that park. The improvements with that park, but it will all depend on utility locations and everything like that. So,
not to mention the cost involved, because that is the reason why you're applying for these grants, Breanne, to make this splash pad possible in Webster City.
Yep. So currently we have approximately $450,000 approximate costs for the splash pad. Mm-hmm. That cost can change if we decide to go smaller or larger. It will also depend on just the grants that we're applying for. We are applying for a few different grants. A couple of them are $100,000, but we won't hear back from that. We've submitted our application, so we'll have to wait probably for one of them, I know, till May to hear back to see if we're awarded the full amount of the grant we applied for or if we're even going to be awarded any amount.
So we'll be happy to hear when that news comes across there, Breanne, about this splash pad coming in Webster City. But at this point, from what you're saying, is that perhaps East Twin Park will be the future home, but we have other locations that we're exploring.
Yep. So we're thinking more East Twin Park, but it'll just, like I said, depend on the engineering firm and on their site evaluation. So,
all right. From the west, from splash pad, we have work going on at the other parks around town, don't we? Especially Wilson Brewer Park. They have a meeting coming up this morning at 10 at City Hall. But what's the latest on that?
So currently, the City Council and the Hamilton County Board of Supervisors are working out details on that park. And right now we have a couple different things that are still needing to be closed out from the grounds projects and things like that. And then the next project upcoming will possibly be the courthouse project. So renovating the courthouse.
Mm-hmm. And there's another meeting coming up in March, I believe March 9th there, Brianne, that both the city council and the supervisors will take a further look at that, what we can cooperate in this project.
Yep. So from our last meeting in February, at the beginning of February, everyone had their items that they needed to look into or complete prior to the next work session between the City Council and Hamilton County Board of Supervisors. And that hopefully at this next meeting on March 9th, this next work session, they'll be able to iron out some more details.
All right. So that's coming up today, the regular meeting for the park, the Wilsonboro Park Committee, first one in 2023, mind you, and then we have that work session coming up in March. What other park projects are we also looking at in 2023, Brianne?
So a couple other park projects we have going on. Actually, one involves the Boone River Trail. We will be replacing a large portion of concrete where the Brewer Creek enters the Boone River, so it'll be just north of that where we had to do some riverbank control stabilization. So the concrete there has been cracked and is kind of in disrepair just due to the heavy equipment we had to use to stabilize the bank. So we're going to be repairing a large portion of that concrete this spring. Another item that we're going to be doing is last year the Jay Cox family did quite a bit of remodeling and improvements to the Brewer Creek shelter. We are also planning, the city of Webster City is also planning on redoing the bathrooms at the Brewer Creek shelter to make them ADA accessible and easier to use and just updating them. And another item that will be completed in our parks is the mini pitch soccer system. That surfacing will be installed this spring also.
So certainly some big things coming up to our parks in Webster City. And the Jaycox family did a marvelous job with renovating that Brewer Creek shelter. Now we're getting some new restrooms coming up in the foreseeable future. Let's see. We don't have any snow on the ground, but, I mean, that's, of course, Hospital Hill is a fun place to be once we have all that snow. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe we might have some more snow because that's always a popular attraction there, Brianne, on those winter days.
Yes, it definitely is. It's a great amenity that we have within our park, just a natural amenity that, when we have a good snow that kids and families can come down and utilize that hill and just have a great time.
Sure. We'll wait and see what to the rest of the winter brings. We got to think possible. We go positive. We got to think about warmer days, but it's fun to watch those kids slide down Hospital Hill. And the ice skating rink, the Carnroar ice skating rink, I think was open only just once so far this winter season.
Yeah, it's been a tough winter for us because we have really cold temperatures. We get the snow and then everything melts. So we get those 40, 50 degree days. So the ice skating rink has been a tough battle for us this year. We fortunately had some volunteers that have been putting sheets of ice on it or sheets of water on it. Mm-hmm. And it just hasn't worked out where we've had the appropriate temperatures to keep it going. But we did have one really successful weekend of the community being able to use it. And I think the one weekend we had, everybody had a great time. And we're just keeping playing it by ear right now. If we'll be able to reopen again or not, it'll just depend.
Yep. Days are getting longer there, Brianne. I know we have sunsets about 6 o'clock at night, officially coming up in a few days, and sunrise at 7 in the morning. So we'll have to wait and see what happens next. Photo Hall, you were saying the other day, Brianne, that's quite the popular place. We got men's basketball beginning to wind down, and the boys, they have their basketball games on Saturday mornings, don't they?
Yes. So our men's league basketball, that is a 10-week program, and we have about 2 weeks left. It normally starts in November to February, but we had to reschedule a couple different sessions just because of the inclement weather we've had this winter. And then we also have youth basketball, boys basketball going on right now with their practices are completed, and now we're having games on Saturdays for them. So.
Wonderful, wonderful. Good to see that action back at it again. I know that we're also a few months away there, Brianne, from another great season at the outdoor swimming pool. About early June is when the pool reopens for another fantastic summer. And understand there's some work that'll be done before the big opening day, right?
Yep. So currently we're going to be installing a new umbrella canopy, a new lifeguard chair. We're replacing some piping in the pump house. That will be taking place before the pool gets started up. Hopefully we're going to be getting some new signage up at the pool too. But yeah, that's the outdoor pool. It's scheduled to open on June 5th of this year. So.
Okay, that's on a Monday, I believe. June.
Yep, correct.
Yeah, Monday, June 5th. So once the kids are done with school, pool will be open every day starting June 5th, and it'll be open till sometime around middle part of August, thereabouts, for the summer season.
Yep, normally the pool will close the Sunday prior to school starting. So.
And that would be on the 20th of August, I believe, because I think that week is when school resumes. So they haven't had the calendar out as of yet. But that's kind of our guesstimate, anyway, for the end of the pool season. But a fun place to be on those warm summer days. We got to think positive here, Breanne, for those hot days. Get those everybody swimming at the outdoor pool. Anything else to have? What's going on with Park and Rec?
No, but the one thing I would like to mention, though, is at the outdoor pool, we will be starting up AquaSize again.
Oh.
So we haven't had AquaSize here this winter or spring, but this summer we're going to start an AquaSize program and AquaTots. So those programs will be back in action this summer, and then they will flow into the fall when we start the indoor pool back up. So,
how's it been, the indoor pool, as of late?
It's been running really well. Everything's going well, so...
Fantastic. So we're glad to hear about that. So we've covered a lot of ground in these last 10 minutes. Anything else for the good of the cause there, Breanne?
Not at the moment. We're just keep planning on everything for this spring and summer, and before we know it, it'll be here.
Yep, we'll be here before we know it, but we got to get through all this ice and snow that they're talking about for tomorrow and Thursday, but hopefully things will get better by then. Breanne Lesher, thanks for joining us this morning. We appreciate the time.
All right, thank you, Pat.
Have a great day. Thanks, Breanne. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Breanne Lesher from Webster City's Park and Recreation Commission joined me this morning here on FM 95.7 KQWC. Coming up Thursday morning, I'll be joined by one of our friends from the Webster City, the Hamilton County Pheasants. Forever will join me in the studio, or actually through the phone, because I have a sneaky feeling things will be a little bit nasty come Thursday morning with that weather. We'll have more about that coming up Thursday morning as we talk about the Pheasants Forever annual banquet coming to Briggswood's Conference Center. That's on March 27th, I believe. And then coming up right after that, I believe on Friday the 3rd, I've got Jamie Griffith along with Tenny Carlson from the Hamilton County Fair. Talk about the big fair dinner coming up on March the 11th, the auction and entertainment this year. So that's coming up to the auction pavilion there at the Hamilton County Fair. Right now, time is at 8:43, temperature stands at 14 degrees here at KQWC.